Well, the city's vaccine mandate for police and firefighters remains in place. Yesterday, a judge struck down the requirement for the NYPD, but the city immediately appealed, so the mandate stands for now. The judge said the city cannot unilaterally impose a new employment condition without negotiating with the officers' union first and ordered the city to reinstate officers who were fired or suspended for refusing the vaccine. Attorney Andrew Lieb, who's represented municipal workers in discrimination cases, tells Channel 2 News that the decision is very limited.
It's not about whether vaccines are legal. Vaccines are legal in employment. The question is, what is the penalty in the city when the penalty is made by the Department of Health?
PBA President Patrick Lynch, meanwhile, saying the decision confirmed to what they said from the start, that the vaccine mandate was an improper infringement on their members' right to make personal medical decisions in consultation with their own healthcare professionals. The firefighters' union echoed the belief and called for the immediate reinstatement of FDNY employees who were fired. However, a law department spokesman for the city called the ruling at odds with every other court decision upholding the mandate as a condition of employment.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.